Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good.
And joining us today is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
I'm all right.
All right, before we get into any of the NFL news today, we'll start with the NBA playoffs. So the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat, they advanced to the second round. The Miami Heat played the New York Knicks yesterday. The Miami Heat won. Before I move on to the other team, I gotta say Heat in four. The 76ers and Celtics, they're playing tonight, their first game. Then you have in the Western Conference, you got the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns, and then the Golden State Warriors and the LA Lakers. The Denver Nuggets are already up 1-0, and Miami is already up 1-0.
Okay, Duke, you had to, let us know that.
Y'all was getting on me about not being confident in my team. Mm-hmm. But I'm confident this time, mainly because the Knicks ain't that good, and also they're getting on my nerves. We beat the brakes off them yesterday. So, Heat and four. Hold on. I know we won by 8 points, but.
even though you said Heat and four, I don't expect the same performance out of everybody on y'all that played from y'all.
So it was more of a mixed bag yesterday than it was just Jimmy.
Yeah.
But I'm actually thinking tomorrow that they shouldn't play Jimmy because he had a foot injury. We don't play again until Saturday. So it's either Saturday or Sunday. So I'm just like, go ahead and give him the whole week off. I believe we can still win tomorrow, without.
I'm not expecting that same performance out of the whole.
But him being out, that's going to force other players to step up, specifically Bam.
But then you got to look at the flip side of it. What if nobody shows up? Then y'all, Jimmy is y'all heart and soul.
That's true, but I'm okay with losing that one game. Because then they gotta beat us twice in Miami. It ain't happening.
But this is playoff basketball. You can critique those things. You can see the nuance and the small things. Now I can see that when he come off the screen, if he gonna get the ball, he does this. Now you pay more attention to the small things. So I don't know. I'm not saying y'all can't win without Jimmy. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying Jimmy is a big part.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it'll be easy to win without him. Yeah. Far from that. I just think that they will win regardless. And like I said, Miami in four.
I'm not going to go with a prediction quite yet, but I'm going to say it's going to be a good series. Because New York got something to prove, just like Miami got something to prove.
I guess. Yeah.
Because nobody expected the Knicks to be up here.
I didn't expect Miami to be here.
So, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, y'all from the play-in game, and the Lakers from the play-in game, from the play-in tournament,
We're the first two teams to advance to the second round. First two play-in teams to advance to the second round.
Yeah, so, and nobody expected anybody to be. Like we said, this year everything's been competitive.
Yeah, man, that's what I love about this year in sports. Yeah. It's like you just can't pick one. Yeah. Because 2 weeks ago, I was convinced it was either going to be the Lakers or Nuggets winning the championship. Now the Warriors are worrying me.
Man,
nah. Hold up. I got Lakers in six, but the Warriors are worrying me.
I'm going to tell you why I'm intrigued by this series is because it's basically two veteran teams. So it could go down to, and that's why I ain't making my suggestion yet either. I gotta see how we come out.
See, Anthony Davis, he needs to go off this series.
He does.
Because LeBron, he gonna do his thing. We already know he gonna give y'all a good 20 to 30 points a game. But we need Anthony Davis to go off. Because I think that's the difference between y'all two teams. Like, y'all, both teams are old. But the Warriors, they can shoot. Y'all are old. But the Warriors, they can shoot.
You have an old player
Okay. Well, y'all play like y'all old. All right. Y'all play like an old team. And the Warriors, they can shoot. And if you let them get hot, it's going to become problematic. And it's not easy to come back from that. So,
well, Anthony Davis. Well, I'll tell you this. Curry better not get hurt. Because that team is done with. Because he put up 50 points. And the score was what? 120 something to 120 something.
They beat him by 20 points. It was 120 to 100.
The 120 to 100.
Yeah.
So that's damn near almost half of the points out of the whole team. So Curry about to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Or they just might as well go on home. Who hit that?
I don't know. White. But I'm still of the mindset that Draymond Green, he's not the heart and soul of the team. But I still feel like he matters most. Yeah. If Draymond Green goes down, or if he gets himself suspended again, that's going to be an issue. Klay Thompson, it doesn't matter if he plays or doesn't play. Damn. They can win without him. But
yeah, because they got pulled.
Yeah.
But Klay, I'm telling you, I've been watching, and Klay is a liability on defense now. Ever since he tore his ACL and his Achilles or whatever.
He hasn't been aggressive.
He's slower. He used to be a 3-and-D guy. You know on defense you had him. I've been watching his defense. Especially versus Sacramento. They was taking him off the dribble because they knew he had them stiff old hips like an old man standing there. I'm not saying we just gonna thrash the Warriors, but it's gonna be a good series.
It's gonna be a good. That's the reason I say Lakers in six instead of seven, is because I still like the. It's still the same issue with the Warriors. They're not a good road team.
Yeah.
And then also, I just don't see the Lakers winning if they go to Game 7. No. So.
Damn.
Nah, we go to Game 7. It's
jump ball.
I don't feel like I saw like 12,000 at one.
I seen him travel, but because he was laying on his back, moving his feet back and forth, trying to throw the ball.
Well, they fouled smart and dangling about it.
I feel like that's multiple fouls right there.
Yeah, he's fouling him.
I mean, all over.
Nah, that's a foul.
Yeah.
He hit him in the back. But yeah. I see PJ from Raleigh, so, you know.
It don't matter where he's from. He's fouled him.
Yeah, fouled
him. Yeah. He fouled him.
I'm biased to don't be Carolina.
You got
to
get unbiased because that was a foul. Oh, yeah. Right now, the Boston Celtics are beating the Philadelphia Sixers 31-25. This one, I'm going to say Celtics in seven. I kind of want to say Celtics in four or five, but I don't feel like the Sixers are going to let them go out that easy. So I'm going to say Celtics in seven. I think the Sixers will make it interesting.
And this is, no disrespect to anyone in present.
So what you going to say about my dad?
If Joel Embiid comes back,
they lose.
Well, he ain't.
Nah, we don't know. He just missing game one right now. Mm. If Joel B comes back, who should be the MVP?
Yeah, you going with that shit again this year?
I say sixes and seven.
I thought you was about to say sixes and six. No, that's crazy. But no, I can't agree with you there. We just we talked about it over the weekend. You know, for the past couple years, it's been four teams that have been running the East.
Yeah.
That's the Celtics, that's Miami, that's the Milwaukee, and that's the Sixers. But the Sixers just can't seem to get past that second round. Yeah. And I still don't think they're going to do it here.
See, we forget about that year that Kawhi got that championship. We forget that. The Sixers was only one shot away from being there.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about that shot, that Kawhi shot for after the playoffs was done. They had won the championship and everything. Everybody still talking about that shot because that was an amazing shot. So if it wasn't for that shot, I mean, I know if it's a fifth, we all be drunk. But if he don't make that shot, the Sixers go home.
Yep. But I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, you're right. But
Sixers, I mean, you can get them credit for what they did in the past, but I'm just like, right now, I don't really think, like, I just don't see it happening. They're too inconsistent of a team. Joel Embiid is too inconsistent of a, well, I ain't gonna say that, but.
The person who's shaky is James Harden.
Yeah, that's true. That too.
You but, think?
Yeah, James Harden is a good player.
He's not what he used to be.
He's not predictable.
He's old. That's his thing. It's like, he's still James
that's
Harden.
That's the new word for the players now.
I mean, he can still be. Like, it's like LeBron. Like, he's still LeBron, but he's old. It's like, no, you ain't getting
LeBron.
That.
I'm going to show y'all about Kyrie.
Okay, yeah. I ain't Dylan Brooks. But I'm not disrespecting him. I'm saying, like, LeBron, he'll still be LeBron out there. It's just he ain't going to be LeBron at the same pace that he was being LeBron at 10 years ago.
Just say he
same thing with James Harden.
He's seasoned.
No, he's not seasoned. Yeah. Because seasoned has chucked him. He a veteran.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with players like them, or I'll say, look, because LeBron, he's a smart player. I'll say a player like James Harden, he needs to learn how to use his head and stop trying to just use his athleticism or just his skill. Well, I guess skill is kind of using head. But still, like, he's not the same James Harden that he was 3 years ago. This is a different James Harden, an older and slower James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's gonna
have to learn how to be able to still contribute with them or contribute to a team without being the main guy scoring a whole bunch of points. And that's one of the reasons why I don't think the Sixers are winning. Also, the Celtics, like, we're talking about the Sixers being good. You also gotta, like, the Celtics are still a really good team.
Yeah, they are. So I'm not saying that the Celtics not good. I'm just saying I think that it's something internally with the Celtics.
Mm.
I don't think it's gonna show up until it really matters most.
And it's gonna be and in the series like, when it get in crunch time.
I feel like that'll be next series. Look,
just think about. Hold on. Let's just take a walk down memory lane. Last year, let's go to last year. Mm-hmm. Epic failure in the finals.
Yeah,
they got something to prove.
Okay. Come the start of this year, the thing with the coach.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, which y'all still blame Tim, but you know I digress from that situation. Y'all blame Tim, but left her out. The situation with then you suspend him for a year. And then, also, while you can spend for a year, you hire somebody else in his position. Mm-hmm. So, it's unstable. It's unstable there.
Exactly. Oh, that's leadership, bro.
But, you know, something, I feel like this is something that's, this is another thing, when I'm going back to the past couple years about the four teams that's just been dominating the East. Miami is one of those teams that, for some reason, that brings out the best in the Celtics. And the Celtics brings out the best in them. Like, last year, that should not have went to a 7-game series. The Celtics should have beat Miami in 6, or they should have beat them in 5. It should not have went to 7. This year, I feel like that's what we're going to see that series again. It's going to be Miami and Celtics. And I'm not going to say a winner just yet because Miami, for some reason, they look like a completely different team in the playoffs than they did in the regular season. So I'm not going to say that the Celtics are just going to beat them, but I'm also not going to say that they're just going to beat the Celtics. But I feel like in this next series in the conference finals, either that's going to be when we see the Celtics finally collapse like they usually do, or in the finals, whoever they're playing, they're going to collapse.
This is just the second round, so I may be speaking early, but I'm just saying.
Also, another part is just lack of trust in Philadelphia for me. Like, I really just don't trust Philadelphia. Like, I have more trust issues with them than I do the Celtics, and you know how I've been about the Celtics. Mm-hmm. So.
I get what you're saying, but I think that Joel Embiid changed a lot.
If it was true, then his team should have been to the finals by now. I mean, they've had so many chances. They've been more consistent than... they have had a more consistent team than Boston, Milwaukee, and Miami these past couple years. Yet, for some reason... Yeah.
How? Yeah.
Because their team hasn't changed too much. It's changed. There has been some changes.
They've changed.
But it ain't been.
I can give you.
I mean, every team gets new players. But them, it's like, it's been more consistent with the players that they've had. Really, the biggest change was James Harden. But.
They had Ben Simmons.
That, too. I forgot about him. But.
Mr. I Won't Shoot.
Ben. Yeah, trash. But my point, I feel like they have been a more consistent, like their team has stayed together better than most of these other three teams have, yet they're the only one that can't get past the second round. They're the only one that just can't even get to the finals. So, I just don't trust the Sixers. Like, this is another case of, I'm not going to say that again, because every time I say it, they win the championship, so I'm just not going to say it. And I'm definitely not rooting for the Sixers to win the championship, so.
See, I just think the Sixers got a pretty good core. Like,
so do the Celtics.
But this is a core that, okay, the Sixers, they had Joel. He was he's their anchor. They got Tobias Harris. He's a good piece. You got, what's the guy's name right here? Zero. We just got the steal. Can't even think of his name.
Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey. He just came on. He just got drafted last year.
Oh, he's good too.
Yeah. Then they brought in PJ. PJ is really a 3-and-D guy. Like he can guard from all five positions.
I feel like PJ got worse.
No. He ain't the prime PJ now.
I don't think he's bad, but I feel like he's last year he was better than he was this year.
Who he was with last year?
Miami.
Of course you would.
That's not why I'm saying that. I just haven't heard a lot of good stuff about him this year.
Yeah, because he now really in this situation, he's really just a role player. He don't have to be.
Yeah.
He don't have to be the defensive anchor like he was with everybody else. But I mean, okay, Tatum. By the time you hear something,
don't do Tatum now. That's the wrong one to talk about. Hold up now. Don't talk about him.
I'm gonna leave him alone. Anyway.
For a second, I thought that was Gordon Hayward. The Celtics would be better if they had him.
I'm going to be honest with you. We talking about the NBA. Real quick, I just had this thought on my mind that I've been thinking about for the last couple of months. Nah, this is basketball, NBA. If the Hornets don't, I hope that the Hornets are waiting for the season to end to fire Steve Clifford. No disrespect to Steve.
I don't know why they rehired him.
That's what I was getting to. I don't know why y'all brought him back here. He wasn't a good coach when he was here.
Right. I just could not understand. The coach they had before him, the team was better.
Yeah.
And you brought him back and they got worse.
Yeah.
Like,
at this point, I see why Jordan has been in talks to sell the team.
It's his fault.
It's cheap ass. But
this is my thing with Jordan. He's talking about selling the team. Well, he said he's selling his majority stake in the team.
He didn't sell all of it. Get out of Charlotte. We don't want you. Go to Chicago. Go to Chicago.
He ain't leaving Charlotte. No way.
He ain't leaving Charlotte.
This is
his stake. This is where he came from, but I don't like him.
About his third time living down here in Charlotte.
Yeah, my only problem with him is that's like me. You say I'm going to sell my majority stake in the... That's like me being the supervisor, or me being the owner, and now I gotta be the supervisor. That's not gonna work out.
He ain't gonna sell no more than 49%. That's it. He ain't gonna lose no money.
Nah, he said his majority. He just wanted to keep. I think he said 25% of it. The rest of it.
That's still a lot.
That's
still a lot. 25% is still a lot.
He's still got influence over the.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't be in control, but he'll have, like, he can come in and change some stuff if he want to, but he ain't going, he'll let somebody else just take
over. But if I'm the person taking over, you're not coming in there doing that. I'm the majority owner now, so, yeah, your input matters, but you're not making the decisions no more.
Maybe he just...
I think that's what he don't want to do, Trey.
That's why he it said he's in talks. He ain't sold it. Because nobody ain't let you come and let you still be able to make moves. Well, that's like if he was still on... That's like if like Bob Johnson was making moves when he was when Jordan took the team over. Bob Johnson still saying, hey, man, nah, you got to keep it as the Bobcats. We ain't doing that Hornet shit. We doing the Bobcats because that's who I bought in here. Then I'm going to tell you no because I'm majority owner.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
But with the Hornets, honestly, couldn't care less about them. I know that they won't be good until Jordan is gone, so... But to go ahead and transition over to the NFL, because a whole lot has happened, just a whole lot.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to start with the draft. Carolina Panthers, number one pick, Bryce Young. Then you got the Houston Texans at the number 2 and 3 pick with
C.J. Stroud. Good move,
I could not believe they did that.
That was a good move.
C.J. Stroud, and what's the other guy? Will Anderson. I mean... That was great top three picks, but who do y'all think won the draft? I already know you told me, Trey, but the podcast ain't hear you say it.
Yeah. Well, who I think won the draft is the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm so mad. No, I'm mad at you.
Why?
Because I was sitting here thinking that the Panthers had a real good draft because they got the best quarterback. Or... Maybe even the Texans.
Yeah.
And then you come at me and tell me that the Philadelphia Eagles pretty much drafted the whole team of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah. That right there. The Eagles won the draft.
And then they lost a defensive lineman and a linebacker. Got them right back in the draft.
Yeah.
And now they got four players on their defense that has won a championship with Georgia in the last 2 years.
Last 2 years. And then traded for their running back. From the Lions, that was a Georgia Bulldog too. So DeAndre Swift.
So I'm so mad, so mad. And I had the Washington what's their name?
Commodores.
Yeah, I had them winning a division. I don't know anymore. Now
you had them winning the division.
Yeah, I feel like this is Ron's third year. No, is this third or fourth year?
This is
fourth year. Yeah, this is fourth year. I just felt like this is the time for them to step up, and I just felt like it was going to happen this year. I'm not so sure anymore. My new ranking for that division is going to be Eagles, Giants, Washington, Cowboys.
So you got them coming fourth?
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to have a bad record. I think all four teams are going to end up with a winning record. All might make it to the playoffs. It's possible.
Nah. We ain't playing that shit this year.
Dallas might get the boot, but... Well, no. We're winning our division.
Yeah.
The other three, they sitting at home. Yeah. But that might be why all four of them could get into the playoffs. I don't know about the rest of the divisions. I know the NFC North.
Yeah, really love coming the Jets for the really stars.
I got the Jets. No, the Jets ain't in the NFC North. Who in the NFC North? You got Bears, Lions, Packers... Vikings. That'll be a tough division, but only one of them are making it out.
Right now, this is way too early.
I got the Lions.
Prediction. I was about to say I got the Lions too coming out of there right now. We don't know what Green Bay is going to be.
They're going to be trash. They're going to be last in their division.
We don't know that. We don't know that Jordan Love is going to be trash.
Didn't say Jordan Love was going to be trash. I said Green Bay is going to be trash.
But you assuming that.
You can have good quarterback play and your team still be hot garbage. You've seen it before.
Understood, but I'm saying that the thing is that it starts off is we ain't seen enough of Jordan Love to say
this ain't about Jordan Love. This is about them as a team.
But his team wasn't bad, wasn't trash.
Last year they struggled.
They still fought to the last end.
They were a decent team. They weren't really good enough. If they were really that good.
The only they didn't make the playoffs is because they lost to the Lions the last game.
Yeah, but if they were that good, they had a top five quarterback on their team. And they barely made it to the playoffs. And now you're telling me that they're going to come in, they're going to, with a guy that's not even top 32, in my opinion, right now, because we ain't seen him play.
We ain't seen him.
He's not top 32 right now.
We ain't seen him.
I know, but that's why he's not top 32. So you're telling me a guy that ain't played yet, I mean, he's played like 4 snaps, but that's about it. A guy that ain't played, there's no way you can tell me that he's going to come in and lead that team to victory. I just don't see it happening.
They're coming in. I've seen it happen with Patrick Mahomes. I've seen it happen with Aaron Rodgers.
That's because Patrick Mahomes turned out to be that good. We don't know. I have to go off of what I know. I'm like,
but that's what I'm saying.
So we far from what I've seen,
look, every
we haven't look when before Patrick Mahomes got there though, you couldn't have predicted him being that good because you just did not know that. But Jordan Love, same situation. We haven't seen him do anything, so we can't just automatically be like, they're gonna be good.
But you can't automatically dismiss that he can be good.
I'm not saying that he can't be good. I'm talking about the team. You got to separate the differences. Okay, I was talking about that quarterback for a good minute. But my point is the team is not that good. And last year, their quarterback was able to lead them to an almost playoff berth. So they're getting a guy that's not better than the quarterback they had last year. So based off that, I cannot say that they're going to be a good team. Well, I cannot say they're going to make it to the playoffs this year. And I think the other three teams in their division are better than them. So I got them coming in last.
Understandable. I understand. I accept what you're saying. But at the same time, still, we don't know.
Well, we know they're not getting past the Lions.
We don't know that, though. That's what I'm saying.
You just said the Lions is going to win their division.
I said they're going to win their division. That don't mean that they can't lose to the Lions. I mean, the Lions can't lose to them.
They can. I'm just talking about where they, at the end of the season, which team is going to be in the playoffs, which team is going to be either the first or second best team in a division. For me, it's Lions and then Bears. I just got Green Bay coming in.
The crazy thing is too is this is what baffles me with you is that you're saying
what happened, Trey?
This is what's baffling with me. He said that we don't know what Green Bay is because their team was so basically.
Mm-hmm.
But you're banking on the Bears being number two. When they was just as a disappointment as the Packers was.
But they have a good quarterback.
We don't know what Jordan Love is.
But we know, like, we have to go off of based off what we know. Knowing that, who's the Lions quarterback?
Jared Goff.
Yeah, knowing that Jared Goff, knowing that, what's the Bears running coach, what's his name?
Justin Fields.
Yeah, Justin Fields, and knowing that Kirk Cousins are at least decent quarterbacks that can lead their teams to playoff. We've seen Kirk Cousins and Jared. We've seen Kirk Cousins do it multiple times.
What happened with Kirk Cousins when he got to the playoffs?
Oh, that ain't what we talking about. I'm just talking about getting there. Hold up, Trey, you just got so defensive.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we know Kirk Cousins can lead them to the playoffs.
Yes.
We know that Justin Fields is an effective quarterback on the field. We know he can pass, and we know he's really good. He's a really good running quarterback. And the Lions, I think they have the overall best team. Based off of that, I have to put Green Bay at last. Because I don't think they have the best team. I don't think they have the quarterback. I think they have the worst quarterback in that division. And not saying worst as in he's a bad quarterback, just he's not better than the rest of them. And the Vikings got a better defense. I'm not so sure about the Bears defense anymore. But, and also, they got DJ Moore, so now he got a receiver to throw to.
You're right, so with the Vikings, you said their defense got better. How?
I said they have a good defense. I didn't say
they lost on
last year. Last year they had a good defense.
They lost Patrick Peterson, and they lost their linebacker, Kendricks.
No, they didn't lose him. They let him go.
That's what I'm saying. So we don't know what you're going to be when we come in either. So I'm just saying,
we can say that about every team, though.
Right. We can say that about every team, but I'm just saying.
Based off of what you know about these teams, which one do you got winning the division? Don't tell me Packers just because you want Jordan Love to be good.
No, I don't want. I don't care that he's good.
Then why are you arguing with me?
My thing is, I've seen this before. When everybody was like with Brett Favre. Well,
I'm not saying he's not gonna come in and be good. I'm just saying I can't say that he's good, and because I just don't know.
But I'm just saying, with strictly me, history repeats itself. I've seen like when Brett Favre came in, when Brett Favre was the starter.
I forgot about
and that. Aaron Rodgers sat behind him for 3-4 years. Everybody had this knowledge, had this thought that Aaron Rodgers is just can't outbeat Aaron Rodgers. No, Aaron Rodgers was good. Brett Favre was good. It took and eventually and the same thing happened is the Packers was like, no, we ready to move on, and that's what they did. They traded Brett Favre to the Jets.
So
and what happened? Aaron Rodgers go. To the Jets.
So, are you counting on Jordan Love coming in and being the next Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers?
No, I'm not saying. I haven't seen him play yet. But I'm saying that. But by the way that they're moving, this is what they normally do.
You can't base it off of history, though. You have to base it off of what we've seen him do and what we've seen their team.
That's what I'm saying. But we didn't see Aaron Rodgers play.
No.
For that time, we didn't see Aaron Rodgers play. So we never knew what was possible.
But listen, just listen to what I'm saying, Trader. Like, I am not saying that he's going to be bad. But I also cannot say that he is going to be good. I can only go off of based of what I have seen. He's had a very small sample size, but the sample size that we have seen wasn't very good. So based off of what I have seen, I'm going to have to say that the Green Bay Packers just won't be that good of a team next year. Because their quarterback, I have no reason to trust him. And also, the team that he has behind him is not very good. And on top of that, they ain't got no receivers.
I see your argument. That's your assumption. Once the season starts, we will see where it falls. I'm just saying. I get what you're saying. I just have this previous look at it that like
you just got a reason to believe
he could possibly play it out. They did it before. Like the thing about Green Bay is the team is owned by the people, not by anybody. By the people owns the team. The people of Green Bay own that team. So when they're making moves and the president's making moves, it's because he's hearing what the people are saying. So it's like, man, I really think, even though they don't do everything they should do, what the people want, like, they should have took Jackson Smith and Jigba in the first round.
They should have drafted a receiver 10 years ago.
But they took Luka Van Ness, which is not a bad player.
I wanted him, actually.
I mean, everybody compare him to J.J. Watt, which I don't know how.
That's tough.
Because they say basically he's a Midwestern guy. They can rush the ball. He rushes the ball with his hair on fire. You know, that's their thing. That's what they call it. I guess that's what they call it out there.
Okay. If that's supposed to mean something.
Yeah. I guess it's like running around with chicken head, with your head, chicken cut off. Or something. I don't know. I just think that, like I said, I think history repeats itself, and it's going to be more so that he's going to be better than what people are giving him credit for.
It could happen. It could happen.
But, you know, I'm not a Packers fan, so I was just saying.
You defending them like you
were. I thought you was down to Jesus, man.
When I see something, when a similarity happen, I just think that, you know, it's a possibility, it's the same. It's still a simile. It's still a simile. It's still going to be the same. You get what I'm saying?
So what I was going to tell y'all is that, you know, y'all picked that short guy who you was talking about. Uh-huh. So Bryce, what's your thought on that?
Panthers win a division.
Yeah, I've never... This is what I called Duke, what I called you to say. I never said I didn't like that his. I never said that his he didn't have the talent. I said that I didn't like the size, and that's what I always stood by is the size. And I know I for the last couple of months I've been saying CJ Stroud, because that's who I wanted. It's not the ability, it's the durability that worries me. But he's a Panther now, so you know, keep pounding. keep doing your thing. That's all I gotta say. I mean, I never had a shot where I said that I didn't think he was good. I said that his size was my main thing. So he's a Panther. Icky, you better protect him. Taylor Moten, get on your horse.
Hold up, why everybody coming for Taylor Moten? He been good.
If you say so.
He has not been bad.
He ain't been bad. But he ain't been good.
The reason
he's been right there in that middle part like Derrick Brown was.
You hold up, you leave him out of this, right? Because they just picked up his fifth-year option. They ain't do that for no reason. But yeah, let me get to what I was trying to say about Taylor Moten. Alright. Just because he didn't look like he did in 2020, that don't mean nothing. The reason he looked so good in 2020 is because he was the only one out there that was worth anything. The reason he didn't look as good is because he got some better pieces beside him. But that tends to happen, especially when you play on the offensive line, because like it makes your job a lot easier.
Yeah, but it was some players that it looked like Taylor was having a lunch break.
It happens.
It looked like he was having a lunch break.
It happens, all right?
You can't.
And also, we ain't even sure Icky going to be great. Because last year the reason why he didn't allow so many sacks is because they ran the ball so much. You can't get a sack if they don't ever throw the ball. So, and before he came into the league, it was said that he has a problem with his pass protection.
He did.
So this year, we're going to have to see.
Did I not call Icky out first?
You did, but I just didn't appreciate the way he sounded when you called out Taylor Moten. That was all. You get off his back, all right? They paid him all that money for a reason.
Listen, I like Icky. I like Kay Mays. I like both of them.
He needs to be starting fullback.
Come on.
I love him when he's
back there. I like him when he's back there. I do like when I see that 60, whatever
his number is. I don't know his number, but I know it's him when he's back there.
Yeah, when he's back there, I really call it out. They go, Kale. They go, Kale.
We know what they're doing. It ain't nothing they can do to stop it.
Yeah. But I think he should be starting. The guy we got from NC State.
I want him to start, actually.
He going to start, too.
We pretty much got our whole O-line.
Austin Corbin is coming back from injury, though. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. So, Cade Mays could start there until Austin, because he had ACL, right?
Yeah.
So, Cade Mays could start there until Austin Corbett come back, and he just switch whenever one of them go out. But, I mean, we got our offensive line.
Our offensive line is stacked.
Yeah.
Literally,
last year, all we needed was a quarterback that ain't stupid.
Damn.
That was disrespectful, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we did need. Because we was...
If they were able to pass the ball more than 5 yards, or if they could open up the playbook a little more, then this team would have been better.
Mm.
Yeah. I told myself after the draft, I dismissed last year.
You can't dismiss last year now.
I'm dismissing.
You can't dismiss the second half of the season, though. It was a pretty good second half.
I'm foreshadowing to next season. I'm not gonna ponder on those last couple of games that had me yelling at my phone and at the TV. No,
that very last game it had me. I wanted to cry. My heart was broken.
See, and you talking about the Tampa Bay game, right?
Uh-huh.
But that's how bad that game was, because you forget that we played the Saints the week after and won that game. That's how bad that
wasn't the last game?
No.
I thought it was. It felt like it.
Thank you. And that's why I said I'm foreshadowing to the future. Look, those last games.
Speaking of future, the Panthers, I believe they play the Texans next year. They're more than likely going to have that be the season opener. If not for the NFL, it's going to be the Panther season opener. We got to go to that one.
Yeah. Because you know they got to make it seem like it's CJ Stroud versus...
They're going to create a storyline out of it.
Yeah. But that's what made me like Bryce even more, after CJ got picked.
That made me like him less.
I know you told me, but it made me like him even more because it was just that. That's his partner. That's his friend said they was in middle school.
I mean, that's cool and all, but he's too nice.
No,
and it's crazy how that works. It's like when people are mean.
You call somebody too nice?
This ain't about me, but wow, it's like when people are just mean. It's like you expect it, but when they're too nice, you just dislike them because just like, I guess because it's different. I guess because most people there's not many people like him. And I was like, why is this guy so nice? Like he shouldn't be this likable. He's so likable to the point where I can't like him.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think that he was, I like the camaraderie of you being that happy for your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you going to another team, but yeah, we both got accomplished our dream.
That tells me that this team is going to be behind him. Like, he is actually going to be the leader of this team. They're going to like him.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying hopefully everybody buys in, you know, because a lot of people have said that, they was cool with him becoming, him coming to the city anyway, so.
Oh, another player. Two players, actually, that I'm excited to see. The receiver we drafted.
Jonathan Mingo.
I need to look at his tape.
Man, that boy is good. He's a combination.
And he's big.
He's a combination of A.J. Brown and Deebo Samuel.
I was hoping he would say Steve Smith. Because what I hear is that he got that dog in him.
Yeah, he got that dog.
And that's the reason why Steve Smith was so great, because he had that dog in him.
And he said, and they said, I don't know if you seen David Tepper video of him talking to John Domingo. He said he called, he said he was talking to Steve Smith. Steve Smith, he said, who I should get? He said, go get Mingo. That's why he picked me.
So this was a Steve Smith pick.
Yeah. So
go ahead and
You know who you are. You pick who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, he liked DJ Moore. DJ Moore turned out to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was and John Domingo he got good hands. He's 6'2".
That's what I want. Somebody with good hands. I'm sick of these receivers dropping balls.
Like he caught a pass. It's a pass in his highlight. The cornerback is in front of him.
I saw that one.
And he snagged
it. Oh, my gosh. That was so beautiful.
I said, okay. Touche.
When I saw that play, that's what made me like him, too. Is I'm like, that is an amazing catch. Yeah. Like, even if you don't go nowhere with the ball after it, at least catch the ball. I'm sick of seeing drop balls. Catch the balls.
Yeah.
But the other player is a cornerback. I don't remember his name. But J.C. Horn liked him, so I like him, too.
And then you're also, talking about the safety we got.
Was he a safety?
Yeah.
I thought he was a corner.
I know you're talking about, what is his name? Robinson.
I think his number's 10.
Yeah, he was number 10. Yeah, he was a safety.
But, I like him. And,
we play safety and corner.
I think what they should do is Von Bell needs to be the starting strong safety. Either move Dante Jackson back to free safety. Or the rookie have him play. You probably better have a rookie play free safety rather than having him line up at corner and having to go up against the scary receivers so early in his career. But,
hey, that's the best time to learn.
Yeah, true. But, I mean, either way, either have him line up at corner and Dante Jackson at free safety or him at free safety and Dante Jackson at corner. And as long as J.C. Horn can stay healthy, we're good in the secondary. Don't even move him down to linebacker. What's his name? The guy we don't like. Chin.
Jeremy Chin.
Yeah. Move him.
Don't say we don't like him. Say we don't like his ability to cover.
No, I don't like him. move him down to nickelback. He needs to play nickelback. Pretty much.
Damn.
Really, I think he needs to straddle between playing nickelback and an outside linebacker.
That's what he's going to be this year.
Yeah.
They already said that.
I want them to use him the same way they used Thomas Davis when he first got here.
Really, what I think we're going to be really running is a 3-3-5. But he's the fourth linebacker, basically.
3-3-5. Ain't that what they was running
before? No, I'm calling it's really going to be a 4-3. But I think it's going to be really a 3-3-5 because he's going to be really the extra safety out there.
Yeah, it's pretty you're just playing out of position.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I hate that. I don't like the 3-4 because I prefer to have more linebackers than people from the secondary.
But I like the linebacker we got, though, with a DN slash linebacker, DJ Johnson. He's not a bad looking prospect.
I gotta look at him. I don't know too much
about him. He ran a 4.43 at the combine. He's a solid big dude. Like
want somebody with some strength though.
That's what I'm saying. Watch when you go look at his highlights, you'll be like, okay, I see what he's aggressive on contact, all that, but he's more he's not a polished. I mean, nobody is coming out the draft. He's not positive. But that's what they were saying, that he needs to stay behind. He needs to watch Brian Burns and watch how he plays and how he commits to the game.
I don't know, because is he more of a hand-in-the-dirt linebacker? I mean, hand-in-the-dirt defensive end, or is he stand-up?
He's hand-in-the-dirt.
Then he needs to watch the other guys, because Brian Burns is not really a defensive
end. No, they're just saying just his work ethic and stuff like that, because they said that he's a good Wesleyan, but it's times where they still feel like that he's not exuding his best. But that's all like that. That's an opinion thing. I might be giving my all, but it looked like I ain't giving nothing. But I'm just so gassed, I can't.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing in the NFL, though, or at least with this team, is like, they're not going to play their players on every single play.
Nah.
So, when you are out there, they do need you to go 100%. Yeah. So, especially if you're going to be a backup. So, like, every opportunity counts. So, we'll see with that. But I'm excited for this. This is the first season in, like, this is just the first time that I've been extremely excited and actually optimistic that my team might actually win the division and make a playoff run this year. So,
well, y'all got a lot of new people, so.
Yeah. Especially with the coaching staff.
Yeah, coaching staff makes it a little, because we know we got competent coaching.
Yeah.
So it makes it a little better of a transition to, okay, I'm ready to see for what's going to happen next year.
They was down there meeting them, though, the new quarterback.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, he got his money.
Yeah. Mm. Like everybody say, called Philadelphia, tell them thank you. Because if it wasn't for Jalen Hurts' deal, they would have still been at this. Showing that Deshaun Watson contract was an outlier. That was never going to happen to nobody else.
And also another thing, I like that the Ravens gave him a receiver. And
they gave him two.
Yeah. So you got two receivers and a tight end. Lamar Jackson, there's no excuses this year.
And you got Zay Flowers. They compared Zay Flowers to Steve Smith. That's who they compared to Steve Smith.
I hope there ain't another Steve Smith out there somewhere.
Because they said that, you know, he plays bigger than what he looks.
Imagine if Steve Smith was actually playing in the league. Like, these corners would not be ready for that, because they are soft. I mean, I ain't going to say they're soft, but...
I mean, you said it.
I mean, they nothing like the corners back then, and Steve Smith was cooking them dudes.
Yeah.
So...
Smith was just a good player. Mm-hmm.
What's Steve Smith saying? I don't care if he... I don't care what he did. I finished the game, he did. Ice up, son.
I love that. And since then, I've always been calling him a quid to live.
Yeah, I had that shirt. They had after that happened, like I think the next couple weeks after that, they had shirts that they threw in the crowd that said ice up. I had one of them shirts for the longest. I don't know where it's at now. But I see somebody have started the Bryce up side shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are weak. The weak sauce.
He needs to get his own slogan or whatever. Yeah. Something that's unique to him.
I think they only did that because Steve Smith gave him the head nod, because he said, you know, basically the thing is what people don't, people always look at size, but they don't realize that you can play bigger than what you look.
Well, of course he's going to say that. He's small, too.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I said, that's why I think they gave that collab, like.
Yeah. But I want to know what his number going to be.
I know, because I keep saying too many ones.
It better not. I will boycott. I don't care. I will boycott. I seen a lot of ones. He better not wear number
one. And I seen a number one jersey hanging in his locker.
But only way I will accept it, if Cam Newton comes to Charlotte himself and tells all of us, it's okay. Yeah. But if he doesn't, I will not accept it. Yeah. Nobody can wear that number one. No. You can put on 59 before you put on number one.
I'll still be mad about that one.
I think they need to wait like 10 years. Like, wait till Cam retire, and then wait till it's been like 10 years for Luke's before they put that number back on, because we not ready for that. I don't even want him to wear 58. I hate it when people wore number 95, and he wasn't even that, I mean, he's a big part of Panthers history, but yeah. I still don't like to see other people in 95. Like, Derrick Brown needs to change his number.
I'm going to tell you who, I'm going to just say, Bryce, go ahead, wear number 9. Nobody ever had number 9 except for Rodney Peete. Go ahead.
Actually, somebody on the team does have number 9.
I'm saying nobody that was of significant value at the moment. I mean, no disrespect to whoever's number 9 right now.
He even wore number 2.
I said 2, but, because, I mean, we ain't had no good 2 since, you know, I know DJ Moore, but I'm saying in the quarterback position.
Jimmy Clausen.
Was number 2.
Not open.
No, I'm saying get that stink up off that number 2.
Okay, the quarterback. Yeah, okay.
If you come in and you play better than that, now don't go in there and get 2 and then play like Jimmy Clausen, then I'm going to be really upset with you, Bryce. So, or maybe this first year for 0, come in with 0. But I heard that J.C. Horn.
Yeah, he won 0.
But
J.C. Horn was number 8. So he got so many numbers. You pick number 1, you're going to have to fight everybody in Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, hell, get the stake off number 6 from
Don't
Baker.
Put on number 6. That's a kicker's number.
No, number 6 is
I don't good. Like to see quarterbacks in that
number. I like to see a quarterback with good six, with number don't. 6 on it.
That was one of those numbers I don't. I don't like to see quarterbacks in double digits, and I don't like to see him in number 6. He can wear number 7.
Nah. Shaq is 7.
That's right. Number 8, that's what you're wearing. We decided for you.
You can't wear 1, though.
No, it is just, we're not ready yet. Like, we are not ready.
Either you wear, if they deny J.C. Horn 0, then you go to 0.
I don't think they will. He just have to pay for his number 8 jerseys, that's all.
I mean, I don't think he's making that much money to be doing all that.
Probably not, but.
Yeah, because you got about the whole inventory of whatever.
But the same reason why he's not going to get number 9, because Matt Corral, he's going to have to buy, or he's going to have to pay Matt Corral for that.
Hey, I'm going to be honest.
Matt Corral not there no more, is
he? No, he still is. Yeah. Even though he tweeted that he felt like he didn't feel wanted.
They need to trade him. But I still want him to have an opportunity. If Bryce Young end up being a bad quarterback, I want Matt Corral to be the next guy up. But
that's the person who gave the best insight of, like, everybody saying that he felt like he's being disrespected here.
Kind of is, because they're acting like he don't exist.
Let's just say this right here, Mama, and this is just strictly as me talking, strictly as a...
You about to say something.
No disrespect.
Anytime somebody say that, it's something disrespectful is about to be said.
All I'm saying is that. I say it was the best of terms.
Don't be nice. Just say what you gotta say. Ain't nobody's feelings gonna be hurt.
If the GM was here last year, seeing what you did, granted you did get hurt.
I was about to say that's not fair.
No. But it's something that will lead you, because you didn't get hurt as soon as you stepped out the bus or stepped out the plane here.
Might as well had.
No, he barely played. No.
He played like a quarter.
And, okay. Then you haven't been hurt for a whole year. Hold on.
So you judging him based off that small sample size, but I can't judge Jordan Love?
No, I never said. Jordan Love has been in the league how many years?
4 years, and he's barely played.
Okay, but he's been sitting behind a quarterback of competency that he knows.
He got injured.
But it's two situations where something they just couldn't control. You cut me off what I'm trying to get out to.
Go ahead.
So, But this is right here. So he got hurt. He didn't get hurt when he first got here. I mean, he got it was some time lapse and then he got hurt. But the other thing is that okay, Matt Corral, yeah, he was hurt, but eventually he got healthy. In that time,
he just recently got healthy.
So I mean,
he didn't come out of the boot until the season was over.
But I'm saying, before the draft,
Dave wasn't practicing.
You give me a lot of excuses right now.
I'm just saying, he deserves a shot. Look, if Bryce Young gets injured, he deserves a shot. He deserves a chance. He hasn't been given a chance.
But this is what I'm saying. If I'm the GM, and I've seen you play, I've seen what you did in practice before you got hurt, after you got hurt, previous to me drafting you, I did my research on you. So at some point, it's got to be like, oh, nah. Okay, well, I feel like I can take him. I feel like he is our quarterback. But if I feel like I got to draft up to one to get somebody else, that gives me the validation that.
That doesn't mean he won't be. Because you know, but we just
won't. You're not the guy yet. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say you wasn't going to be
that good. But that's why I say he deserves a chance. You know I would have rather had going out with him than drafted the quarterback anyway.
I know you would have. I probably would have
got fired as a GM. But that's why I say I want him to get traded. I want him to get traded to a team I want him to get traded to Green Bay. They need a quarterback.
Once again,
then I'll be on your side with Green Bay. I'll be on your side with Green Bay if he goes over there.
But we don't know what Jordan Love could be. That's all I'm saying. It's like,
well, they both deserve a chance, so.
Jordan Love be one opportunity there.
Well, one of them going to be bad, so. Well, they both might be bad. Now, what teams need a quarterback right now?
Commanders.
Sam Howell? No. I wouldn't take him over Sam Howell. Sam Howell played good enough last year to deserve another shot.
I've heard that Sam Darnold's gonna be the starter in San Francisco if Purdy can't go.
What about that other guy?
Trey Lance. I've heard they trying to cherry him.
I hope they're not that dumb. They want to be. Do they want to keep going through the same thing that they got to go through with Jimmy G? You got a decent quarterback back there, but he ain't good enough to help you win a Super Bowl. He's actually the last reason why you even won any games. Your main reason was your defense. So. But I forget. Their coach is Kyle Shanahan, so
yeah.
He always chokes at the last minute.
28-3. Did you see at the draft, somebody said that? He 28-3, I've heard that one.
You go keep hearing it, too. We ain't let that go. Oh, and Atlanta fans were so insufferable that year.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was so happy they didn't win.
The only time I was rooting for the Patriots.
The crazy thing is, I was sitting there. I said, "I want Atlanta to win because they bring one to the division." Then I said, "I'm sitting there for that." I said, "Hell no, they can't win one before we win one."
And the division already got two.
Yeah.
We got three now. We don't need no more. Not from them, at least.
Yeah. Well, we got two from Tampa Bay, one from
New Orleans. Yeah. Panthers gonna bring in a fourth one, hopefully within the next 3 years. I ain't gonna say next year.
I'm gonna tell you. I have to give a shot to Shannon Sharp, even though you're Uncle Shannon. You're my people. I'm cool with you. But you know good and well how they drafted Bryce Young. All of a sudden now, everybody's talking about they don't have no pieces over there in Carolina.
They were saying that before we had them. I hate the media. Oh, you know another thing is. It's not just him. It's ESPN, too.
Yeah.
Panthers trade up to the number one pick. They don't want to talk about us. But everybody else, they want to talk about them when they trade up to the number one pick. They talk about the Texans more than they talk about the Panthers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is so disrespectful.
Well, I think what that, too, is the Panthers, we tipped our hand on who we were going to get too early.
But they can still talk about it.
No, they did it too early. At first,
when Trevor Lawrence and them was going, they knew who the first pick was going to be. Yet they talked about him all the time. Yeah, they wouldn't shut up about him.
But at the same time, they knew Trevor Lawrence was going to be... No, no. Nah, that year, they didn't publicize Trevor Lawrence like that because they knew that Trevor Lawrence was going number one. Everybody else, we was talking about everybody else basically falling.
I felt like I heard a lot about him.
Nah, normally, that's why I said they picked that, they put it out there too early. Most times when you pick number one, you want to keep that quiet because you don't want nobody to know so that they can, so you can see all the stories and see who won who.
Well, I mean, but the Panthers, they had to move up, though. Otherwise, yeah, they wouldn't have, because I heard that, who did we trade with?
The Bears.
Mm-hmm. I heard that the Bears, there was like, if you don't hurry up, we're going to give it to somebody else. I forgot the name of the team. But they was going to end up, like, the Panthers just had to get it done. But, yeah. That's all I got for right now, though. That'll do it for us today. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey.
And I'm Auntie Mom. And this is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.